Blog Talk Radio. Well, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina with another edition of the Yehuda Project on the first day of the week. Shalom, everybody. How's everybody doing today? Hope all is well, all is well, all is well. Everything is doing okay over here. So far, so good. Thank you, Yah. That we have a quiet day, you know. Thank you, Yah. That we have survived another week. Thank you, Yah. We're going into a new week. Boy, oh boy, and we thank you for getting ready to come and get us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo, Lord have mercy. Somebody push one if you can hear me. Anybody, Brother Uriah, anybody. Somebody push one. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It has been a day. Oh, that class was good that day yesterday. Boy, I'm telling you. My, my, my. Old school stuff. That's some old school stuff. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. I know everybody got a deeper understanding. I know it was good yesterday. We ain't even scratched the surface. Woo! We got to get there, though. We got to go there. I know it's hard for a lot of people to swallow, but it is what it is. But you know what? I was talking to my sister that lives in Maryland today. Her and her husband, and it was just, you know, we were just talking about the state of the country and how everything is going, you know, and it just made me more and more appreciate being an Israelite and you guys and knowing who we are, knowing what our prophetic word is, what the prophetic word is for us, and living the lifestyle that we're living. You know, it is very interesting to see the dynamics of how things are changing. And how they're changing very quickly. You know, just from 2020 until now, there's been a major changes made. You know, but Yah has remained the same. He is the one thing in our life that's constant and that's solid. And he said, I remain the same, I don't change. And it's just a beautiful thing to know our Elohim the way that we know him and to bless his name the way that we have done that because he's worthy of all the praise, the glory, and the honor. So, I mean, that's enough of me talking today. I wanted to give other people a chance to talk. I mean, we can talk about anything you want to talk about. Oh, for the people who have made their donations or their, with the people who have gifted us, let me say that, we don't take donations because we're not a nonprofit. We don't have a 501c3. We don't believe in that because we're not a church. But for the people who have decided to gift us, we thank you for your contribution. We thank you for the sacrifice that you made. We only do this once a year for certain things that come up. And I just really do thank you for making that sacrifice. You know, it's truly a blessing to have that because we need that. All praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel. You know, we just give him praise, glory, and honor. For you all who are still yet doing it, or you may not have it to do it, you know, we just appreciate everybody who has put forth an effort. Some of you all have stuck it in the mail, and that's great. That's fine. For those of you who still are interested in giving, we have some obligation that we have to meet by the 5th of this month. And we do have a PayPal email, and it's our email address, Cash App is theyehudaproject@gmail.com. Theyehudaproject@gmail.com. That's our Cash App information. So if you want to send something through Cash App, it is theyehudaproject@gmail.com. It's actually our email address. If you want to send something through PayPal, it is nationofyehuda@yahoo.com. nationofyehuda@yahoo.com. That's our PayPal information. So we just wanted to say that, you know, because people are still, I'm still getting dings in my phone and letting me know, you know, things. Thank you so much, you guys. You know, because I know today it don't seem like it's much, but it's definitely a sacrifice. You know, we asked everybody to reach deep. We needed $20. Got to re-dig deep. Sometimes you got to dig deep for that $20. Dig deep. You know, we just asked them to make, you know, gift us with $20. So, you know, everybody that's listening under the sound of my voice that would like to do that, you are more than welcome to do that. Or you can put it in the mail. Well, you can send it through snail mail. You can do P.O. Box 40209, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45240. The P.O. Box is 40209, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45240. And it's, you can put it under the Nation of Yehuda. And Yehuda spelled Y-E-H-U-D-A-H. I think we've covered everything. All bless his name. Like I said, we don't ask for things like that. We believe that the word is free. We don't believe in charging for it. All of us have a job. We work every day. We take care of our everyday living expenses. And we don't charge anybody for our lifestyles or, you know, like we was doing in the church. We don't do all that. Because we have been doing virtual Bible classes for years. When COVID hit, everybody went virtual. We have always done remote Bible classes. And we've had people from all over the world calling into our classes. So this isn't nothing new to us. You know, and we have learned some things that have been just absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. People were shouting over the word. So all praises be to his high and holy name. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. Oh, so. Yep, so, I mean, you know, I don't really have a whole lot to talk about. I was just trying to look on YouTube and see what was going on, but there's stuff going on everywhere. I mean, everywhere. You got stuff happening everywhere. All kind of stuff. You know, it's just all kind of stuff. People are just talking about all kinds of things. And it's just amazing, you know, that this is the world in which we're living in. It's really serious, but it's something that, you know, this day was coming. And we knew this day was coming. And all we can do at this point is to just continue to wait on Yah. Because, you know, it's the heart of man. And it doesn't matter whether you're black or whether you're white or whether you're green or whether you're blue. The heart of man is wicked. Above all, and who can know it? The thoughts that come into your mind, the things that we think about, is wicked. And you wonder where that wicked, where it came from, but that's that sinful nature that happened in the garden. That's when sin came in. The nature became wicked. The thoughts became wicked. The mind became wicked. And we had to do something to do the transformation of the mind. And so if the mind is something that you have to get control over, that's why I said, let this mind be in you, which was also in your Yahushua HaMashiach. You got to have the right mindset, and you got to train your mind. Because when I'm going through, there are things that I look at the circumstances, or I'll get a piece of mail and look at the circumstances, and I'll be like, man. And some will say, you got to trust Yah. Don't look at the stuff. That don't have nothing to do with it, because he can change it all in a matter of a second. Look at the Most High. Keep your eyes on Yah. And I have to cast that thought down like I cast you down in the name of Yah. I just take it out, block it out of my mind. It's because the heart is wicked, the mind. When the Bible says the heart, it means the mind. It's wicked. And when they tell you that a mind has a mind of its own, it really do. It really, really does. So it is a wicked thing. So you have to continue, you know, and then that's when you start to understand the practices of this and how you're supposed to live this life. How you were supposed to govern your body and keep your mind with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. That means you have to protect what you see and what you hear and what you experience, because it has an influence on how you act. And we can, then that's the true statement, because all we have to do is watch our children today and how they're carrying on. It's crucial. It is truly critical. Watch our children today and see how they are carrying on. You know, it's just not the same. So I just want to know, I want to open up the mics. You guys have anything you want to talk about, I'm open. I'm open, I'm ready. Anything, anybody has anything you want to discuss, just push one. How did you like the class yesterday? Push one. Anybody have any questions about the class yesterday? Let me know. Because the more we get into the Word, the more we realize how simple it is. It's simple. You know, it's just to the other people it's difficult to understand. But to us it's simple. It makes more and more sense every time we go through it. Well, it's simple. Now, we have to be careful. You know, we have to be very careful with what we say, how we say it, and what we do. All praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel. Hold on. We got for area code 478. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
And yeah, you're right. It does become simple the more and more we listen. I know I haven't been talking a whole bunch here lately. I've been mainly just listening and going back and studying and praying and stuff. And the more I do that, the more simple it does become. And you understand, you know, why things happen. That's like when I told you, I think it was last week, when I said, man, it's just like you could just see these people being like their hearts is hardening and all this. And I don't know, maybe it's just me, maybe if it's somebody else, I like to hear it. But I'm starting to see nearly everything that happens in a biblical way, if you understand what I'm saying. Everything that happens, I'm starting to see it in a biblical perspective. Like, when I see all these people angry and upset with us and they just shot down affirmative action and stuff, I don't see it the way a lot of people see it now. Like, oh, they angry, they upset. I see it as two ways. One, his will is being done because their hearts are getting harder and harder and harder, and they putting out more and more and more. And the other way is, the more they do, the sooner we go home. That's the way I see it.
I agree with you, woman. You don't get no pushback from me. I definitely agree. I really do. It is definitely the truth.
It's just like it goes on, and on. You not only see that stuff, but for example, the judgment, right? When you see the judgment, you're like, wow, really? You know, you're like, wow, because all these things happen. You was talking about that, and there's approximately 31 new forest fires that started in Canada, which is polluting the United States. Because all the smoke is coming down this way. And I've seen them, 31 new fires have started. I think it's a total of like 150 of them in Canada. Never seen that before. And you see the heat in Texas. The heat is so extreme in Texas that it's just unbearable. People are dying. All these things, when I sit back and I say, you know, we're so stupid. We don't mean, not us, as Nicole, we can see. But in general, so stupid that you can't see that your own wickedness is provoking the Father above, that he's the one doing it. And I'm going to say this, and I mean it, is that Christians, and I don't mean no harm to none of them, take off the blinders and look. I mean, you say you believe in the God, you believe in, as they call him, Jesus, and that you know he's coming back. Take off the blinders and see that the stuff that around you is really happening, and that this is not a fairy tale, and this is not a joke, because this stuff is actually happening in our lifetime, and it's happening right now. It's just something else. I'm sitting back and I'm looking at it, and I see the fulfillment of all this stuff going on, and it just trips me out. It just trips me out because we, and sometimes some of us, you know, maybe it's the prayers that we are praying, and maybe some of us are chosen. We don't, none of us know that for sure, but the fact that it's not happening to us, when I look around, and I give thanks for that every day, that he's protecting me, my family, my nation, my people, those whom he will. And I give thanks to him for that, because There are a lot of people out here going through some stuff, and they ain't all just Caucasian people. It's black, Chinese, white, everybody. Everybody going through a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. 100%. I agree. I agree. It is truly, we living in some very interesting times. We really are.
And it's getting more intense each and every, you know, you could say it each and every month or so, it's getting worse. Now it's like each and every day is getting worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. Every day that goes by, something dramatic happens.
That's true. Yes, it is. That's the truth. It is the truth. Yes, indeed. I agree with you 100%. The earth is in a turmoil, the whole earth. It feels like the earth is just having a moment like, wait a minute, this is just too much. You know, it's the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it feels.
Yeah, it does.
You know, it's sad, it's really sad. It really is. It's really hard to watch. But you know what the thing about it? He said this generation would not pass away until all these things were fulfilled. He spoke that back when he was on earth. He said this generation. So we are the same generation, just recycling ourselves, regenerated, being regenerated over and over and over again. And we're going to watch all these things happen.
Yeah, it's some crazy stuff about to happen. It's some really crazy and spooky stuff about to happen. I mean, all you can do is just stay prayed up. All you can do is just prepare. You know, you remind me of that movie, The Ten Commandments, when that lady was at the well and she's tell everybody to gather water, and the other lady told him, he always knows. Ed, just like you've been saying all the time, get your food and water together. And that's all I can tell people. Get your food, get your water, get in your prayer, because if you're praying and you really into the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit touches you, the Holy Spirit's going to lead you to doing that anyway.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. It's going to be a very, we're rolling up, you know what, every time, and I'm not saying every time, man has gotten to the point where it is right now with the fact that they're doing what they want to do, and it don't matter who cares, and they saying and doing what they want to do, it's not long, it won't be long. It won't be long. All you can do is just pray, and you tell them and you keep it moving because there's nothing else you can do. People don't want to know. People don't want to know. They want to do what they want it on their terms. So you just leave it.
Well, I done turned a lot of people loose, if you know what I mean. You know, it hurts. You know, I can't keep telling you your stuff over and over every day, all the time, to do what is right. Pay attention to keep the Sabbath and keep the law, statutes, commandments. You know, it used to be in me that I would just harp on that. And you know what? The most time I have to wake him up like he woke me up. And if he don't wake him up, then it wasn't his will that he woke him up, regardless of who it is and how much you love him. That don't mean matter. This time, your blessings that you woke you up.
Yes. Exactly. It's a very interesting time, you know, and everybody has their own outcome. The church believe the rapture coming. We believe it's the second Exodus. Some people believe it's the end of time. And, I don't argue with people about prophecy. All I tell you, the Bible said my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So when you don't study and if you don't find it important enough to study and you are not going through that word, because he said study to show thyself approved. A workman need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. And if you don't study and you don't know what's going on, you're going to be led to and fro by every wind and doctrine. So you have to be able to know for an assurity, and you have to pray. So our job is to tell them. And that's what we've been doing for the last 10-plus years now. We've been telling them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We
you know what's amazing? It's how this time has sneaked up on you. I'm going to ask you this. Does it seem like it's been 10 years for you?
No. Not at all. No. Not at all. It's really
it
a scary.
It seems like it goes so fast.
Mm-mm. Not at all. That's why I said that's how quick the 400 years snuck up on us, and the second Exodus is going to do the same thing. Yes. It's real serious. It's some real serious stuff. But, you know, you do the best you can. You try to keep yourself healthy. You try not to get influenced by any of this stuff, and you keep on living. You keep his laws, his statutes, and his commandments, because that's where your blessing is. You know, and I think about it, I say, how could I have lived as long as I did in Christianity, believing the things that they told me, and then constantly beat myself up because I could never live up to what it was supposed to be, because we were never supposed to live up to that anyway. You know, and it's like, you know, you try to measure yourself up against
yep.
what the word tells you to do. But you got to have the right word in order to be able to do that. You got to have your lineage and everything. All that plays a part in it.
Well, I got a question for you, Sister Ike.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I was sitting down and I was doing some little thinking. I was just thinking about my life in general
mm-hmm.
and things that I've been through in my life. And I saw the Most High's handprint all over my life. And I'm gonna tell you why I say that. Right? And I'm gonna share this with everybody that's listening under the sound of your voice. You know, there's nothing about me that that I would say that anybody can use to hurt me, because can't nobody hurt me no way. And I'm sure of that, positive of that. But there was some things in my life that transpired. When I grew up, I was this young dude and I built kind of good and all that stuff, but for some reason, black women sisters did not like me. Couldn't date one. And I put it in my mind at a young age, about 20, I ain't going to marry no black woman. I'm not going to do it. They don't like me, I don't like them. Every time I thought about dating outside of my race, it never worked. That was the Most High's blueprint. That was the blueprint for my life. You're not going to do that. Never worked. Ever worked. Other little things happened in my life that pointed me into, because I stopped eating pork and started somewhat keeping the laws without even know I was keeping the law. That was his blueprint. That was his way of putting me on the right path. I started withdrawing from mainstream society in a way that I didn't go to these clubs. I'm talking about not withdrawing like and becoming a recluse, but start not participating in certain things, stop liking certain things. Didn't know why I was doing it, but that was his thumb, that was his finger on my life. And I got up, when I came to that realization, I started thanking and praising him. I said, man, thank you for keeping me. Thank you for keeping me from making some stupid mistakes in my life. That's something that came to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Yeah, I mean, I can understand. I completely concur. I do. I completely concur. You know, he makes a way. I see you, Erica 702. He makes a way. The Bible says the steps of a good man has been ordered by the Most High. So, and if we were predestined, like we talked about yesterday, then every step you made was for a purpose and a reason. Everything you mm-hmm. did was to this point. You know what I'm saying? Because this is, to me, this is the ultimate knowledge that you can know is who y'all is and whose you are, who you belong to. I mean, that's mm-hmm. it. It don't get no better than that. You know?
Yep.
I mean, seriously. Hold on, let me get this mic open. Air code 702, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I am going to try to talk without crying.
Okay.
The minute you said, how can I say this? Wow. I knew I was calling in today. And the Most High told me to share something. And I said, I'm not going to share that. I don't want my business on a recording somewhere. And then when you said, how can I say this? I don't care how I'm going to. I knew I was supposed to say what I was supposed to say. So he's using you to even get to others, to make them do what they're supposed to do as well. But the Most High asked me to share with you that I've had my Karate Kid moment. And I'm like, I'm not getting ready to say that. That doesn't even make sense. But the last few years of my life prior to 2020, I've been going through a lot. I've been losing a lot. And, you know, I was all with the Most High is working in my life and this, that, and the other. But then he started taking me places that I didn't want to go, not bad places. But I share with you, Sister Yanina, a few years ago that I had to sell my condo to avoid foreclosure. And I just felt like he told me to fix up my car. I bought a van specifically. And, you know, it sounded exciting. It sounded adventurous so let me back up. I got the car March 3rd, 2020, the van.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My place closed March 12th, 2020. I'm on my adventure. I had, you know, watched and researched and van life and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And March 13th, I got my membership at the gym so I can have somewhere to go and clean up. And of course, you all know what happened a few days after that.
COVID, yep.
So at first it was like, oh, wow, of course, this isn't going to last long. But it did. And I found myself getting angry with the Most High and feeling like he hated me. And the few people that knew were judging me. And I didn't understand why I was there. Why am I here? I can't make a difference in anybody's life. Why am I here? And prior to that, again, I don't know if you remember, sister, but we had talked, and I was living a quite nice life. And then my job that was supposed to hire me full-time made me part-time. Well, that happened before. That was part of things that led to me having to sell before I went into foreclosure. And I shouldn't say before I was foreclosed on. It was in the first stages. Mm-hmm. And anyway. And so it's just been one thing after another that didn't make sense. What are you doing? You wouldn't treat somebody you love like this. And then over the last week, it was kind of like, okay, remember wax on and wax off? That was for this. Remember this? That was for this.
Mm-mm.
So out of being in my vehicle, I learned the electrical system. I learned the plumbing system. Because I was putting all this together, I wasn't just, you know, throwing something in the vehicle. I was building it out to literally have a little tiny, tiny, tiny house, but, you know, it had electrical, it had plumbing in it. So I didn't know I was learning that. I just thought, hey, I'm putting this together because I'm going to be in my vehicle. And I'm in the desert, so it gets hot. And just, you know, figuring out where I was, where I'm supposed to go, this, that, and the other. Eventually, through one of my old clients, it led me to a lady, elderly lady, who was by herself and her health was failing. So one of my clients, because I used to work in healthcare, asked me, she was renting a room, would I consider renting a room? So I said, okay, I could do that. And so anyway, I rented this room. And so I'm still working on the vehicle. He never said stop doing that. Still doing that. Job, don't know if I'm what's going to happen with the job because they told me they were going to make me full-time the next year. Didn't. The third year, they gave me part-time. I said, no, you keep it. But then they turned around and said, oh, okay, well, then here's full-time. And anyway, and I'd share with you all, I'm a teacher. And so anyway, okay, so through there, I've learned how to properly teach. And when I say properly, what's involved in that? Putting together lesson plans, all of that kind of stuff. Not necessarily that I agree with the public school system. But anyway, because he gave me all this knowledge about financials and money management and things like that. But I didn't want to tell anybody that. Who would listen to me? You can't even get, you know, you lost your place, you this, you that. Nobody would understand or would want to hear what I had to say. So, again, it was like none of this makes sense. Anyway, where I'm at now, the lady has a little garden. And so she's been showing me how to raise, you know, plants and vegetables and all this other kind of stuff. So I'm currently learning how to grow food in the desert. I'm like, okay, all of this is beginning to make sense.
You better come on. Yes, indeed.
That's right. Oh, my God, this is... So he's taking me through everything. See, remember when you didn't like that? Well, this is for this. Remember when you didn't like this? And it's all making sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to share it. But then when brother said, I don't know how you all going to take this. It's like if he's stepping up to share, press one.
Absolutely.
And I'm watching all the stuff that's going on. And I'm sorry, I can't remember the brother's name. What's his name? The
brother
one that just spoke.
Brother Yerasha?
Okay, Brother Yerasha. I'm seeing the same thing. All this stuff is happening. All I can think is we're getting closer.
Yes, we
getting
are.
Getting closer. Everybody else wants to fight, you know.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we got to fight. No, we're getting closer.
Getting closer.
Yep.
And then, I don't know what I will be doing, but I know he's given me a lot of knowledge on a lot of different things to help as many people as I can.
Hallelujah.
But when he hit me with the last one is, you learning how to grow in the desert. I'm like,
girl, stop. Woo, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I was supposed to go on a trip. I canceled my trip because I got to watch my babies and make sure, because right now it's like 115. And so I got to make sure I'm not pushing them to grow their fruit. they need to stay in the, where I'm keeping them strength until this temperature goes. I'm learning. I'm like, me, little city girl, what? You know, when I was in the car, I was learning how to camp. I know how to put up a tent. I know how to, all this stuff I'm like, was so embarrassed about. I'm sitting up here going, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, all things work together.
I'm sorry, just had to share.
All things work together for the good to them who love Yah and are the called according to His purpose. Yes, yes. Hold on, you it's the chain reaction. Area code 504. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I was listening to both the brother and the sister, and I can relate to both of you. And what I am seeing is that the Most High he's reshaping us, and He's removing us or other people out of our lives right now that's not lined up with us. So He always brings us low, sometimes brings us down in order to build us up where we should, you know, where He wants us to be, because He wants everybody to learn a different skill on a different level or whatever. So I agree. I noticed that since I'm getting more and more into this word, and like I said, I've been following you for, you know, years, I don't know, way back, but I'm learning more. You know, it seemed like dots are beginning to connect, because I said, as old as I am, I've read this Bible hundreds of times, I'm beginning to see things I didn't see before, you know, because you're breaking it down and pulling it out, and I'm saying, oh, okay, I didn't, you know, I just read words back in the past, you know, but now things are beginning, the dots are beginning to connect. And what I notice is happening to me, people that are acquaintances, relatives that I've always called, talked on the phone with, they don't answer their phones anymore. They don't call me at all. And I'm thinking, because the more that I'm growing in this word, and I did try to share with relatives and friends, acquaintances, or whatever, it seemed like they're pushing away from me. And so I said, well, this is God's way of me separating from them. I'm not pushing them away, but they don't want to hear what I have to say. And I guess I'm annoying them or whatever. They don't want to hear it. So I guess they don't answer their phone. So my spirit told me, well, stop calling. Don't, you know, because I'm the one that always initiates the call. So, you know, I just heard the Lord or whatever, the Spirit tell me, stop calling. Let them call you. If they don't call, they just don't call. I have six siblings. Only one called me. One out of six. And my sister and I, we call. But all the others, they won't answer the phone. If I leave a message or call, they never, ever return the call. So I don't know if they dead or last sick or what, because they won't correspond. So I think other people are going through this, that awakening, and I think that he's just separating us right now, trying to gather his people. And the stiff-necked ones, I don't know what he's going to do with them. Maybe he's going to wake them up at a later date. But like you said, we can't wake anyone up. All we can do is plant that seed and leave it alone, and maybe someone else will come behind us and water, you know, that seed. But it's not for us to worry about, because I was trying to get, you know, I guess emotional, like, oh, I want them to be saved. I want them to make it on the ship, you know, because you care about your relatives, you know. But they are all grown, and I can't twist their ears to make them hear everything I'm hearing. They don't see everything I'm seeing. And so, like you said, he opened our eyes up where we can see. It's like being in the matrix. And we see stuff they don't see. You can look at the same. It's like an illusion picture. I never forget, I was at a workshop. They showed this picture, and they said, what do you see? I saw an old woman, the outline of face. Other people saw a younger woman, and everybody saw different things. And so I think that's the way it is with this awakening.
God is waking us up when we read the word now and the way that you break it down, and we see, we're all able to see the same thing, whereas the people around us, they don't know what you're talking about. They don't see it. They don't want to see it. And like you said, they still out in the world doing whatever they want to do. They're not interested in hearing what we have to say, you know, because those that have an ear to hear, they will be drawn to your, you know, so whatever, to your teachings, okay? But those that not drawn, you know, they won't come. So that's all I have to say, is that it's not just the two of you. You know, we all are kind of going through that, but through different things. And then, like they said, the things that the young lady said she was going through, and she was saying, God, why is this happening to me? Why, you know, I don't have this. He's building you up for something even greater, because I went through something similar to that years ago. I was trying to buy my very first house a long time ago. And it seemed like when I went in, they told me, oh, I'm sorry, you don't have enough points. Your points didn't add up. And then I went to another realtor. They took me to a ghetto place and said, well, this is the only thing you qualify to live in because of your salary. And I'm going like, no, I think I can do better than this, you know, or whatever. But I kept getting doors slammed in my face and talked down. And so one day the Lord showed me, I went on my own, I went to this place, and they said, yeah, you qualified, you got the points, you got this, and they said, pick out your lot, and they were building, it was a new subdivision, they said everything was going to be brick. I picked out some bricks, picked out the style house I wanted, and everything. When the house was completed, and I went to look at it, they built the wrong house. That wasn't the house I picked. It wasn't the style of the house that I picked. And I said, no, this is not the house I wanted. And so they had to just put it on the market and sell, because I said, I'm not going to pay for this, you know, moving this, and this is not what I wanted. So that was the Lord's way of pulling me away, that he didn't want me there in that particular neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Way to another place that I just went out, you know, on Sundays, how they did the open house on different new houses and stuff. And so this one Sunday I went to just an open house, just to look, you know, and a girlfriend had told me about this subdivision. And when I got there, they had two-story houses. And I said, oh, I can't afford none of this. I said, I'll look to get some ideas, but I said, no, I can't afford this. And so I went in, looked around, and the lady told me, let me take your name and some email. I said, Miss, I can't afford this house. I said, thank you, but I don't know. I'll come back another time maybe. So I went and looked at some other houses somewhere else that was smaller. And this one man, this was a man of my same race, you know, a brother. And I said, oh, he'll help me out. And he told me, he put everything through. He said, you don't qualify. Your points are not high enough. You don't have this. You don't have that. And I was almost in tears. And I said, okay. So I said, I know I'm not going to be able to even afford that bigger house. And I can't afford this little one. And what happened, the lady, because we had signed in, and she had my number. She called me. She said, please come back and let me talk with you. And I went in, and I sat down, and I told the lady. I said, she was telling me, you know, about the different styles at hand. I said, Miss, let me tell you something. I said, I just came from a real estate, and the house was half the price of this one or whatever, and smaller, and they told me I didn't qualify. So I know I don't qualify for this one. And she said, let me see. And I said, let you see what? There's nothing to see. She took all my information, put it in a computer. She said, you qualify. I said, no, I can't qualify. She said, who told you you didn't qualify? I gave her a card. I gave her his card. I said, this person here at this real estate. She called him, put him on speakerphone. She said, I have a lady sitting here that says she saw you a few days ago, and you told her she didn't qualify for the house. And he looked up in his computer and said, oh, yeah, she came in. She don't have enough points, enough this and that. And she said, well, I don't know how you calculate, but she qualified over here with us. And the house costs more. And he said, well, I don't know how y'all calculate what y'all looking at. And da-da-da-da-da. And so that was the end of that. She pushed everything through, and I did qualify to get a house. And so I know what that lady, you know, was saying, how the Lord moves you around, and it seemed like doors are slammed in your face. And, you know, you saying, well, how come everybody else getting a house? I can't get one. But he did bless me at that time. He didn't want me to have those other houses. And that's why the doors were slammed. And the same thing with jobs. You can go and be interviewed. And they tell you, oh, we're not hiring, or we don't have, we just hired somebody. My mom always told me when I was younger, she said, if a door slammed in your face, that means it wasn't meant for you. And you take it, you take lemon and make some lemonade with it, and you move on. Don't waddle in it and say, well, how come I didn't get it? The girl down the street got it, the man over there got it. That wasn't for you. He has something better. And I notice every time a door gets slammed or something happens, whatever he awards you with is better than what you left behind. So that's all I wanted to say, that we all are kind of going through the same thing. So you're not alone. You know, he's just gathering his people right now. He's going to get us all together. And we are leaving soon. Now, I know they're having a meeting, a big meeting, in August 25th and the 26th. This lady that comes, I think I sent you one of her videos, Yaina, named Harvest-Men, M-I-N. She just did one several days ago. I can send you that link later. But she said that the Lord told her she's been collecting information. And she said they haven't, she know everybody can't attend because it's going to be near the Georgia area, somewhere there, and other people, she can drive there wherever she lives. But she was saying she's getting things together to hold a big meeting about our gathering and the ships and everything and the angels and all and those that want to help out. But she said what she's going to try and do is kind of maybe video the meeting, so when it's she can put a link where we can see the meeting whenever it takes place. She's trying to get everything together right now so that you know, if you can't make it there in person, at least we'll be able to see it through the link or whatever that she's leaving. But they are, preparations are being made. And she even said that the Most High even showed her what the angels would, they in human form, but what they would be wearing and what colors they're going to be wearing. So when they come to get you, you might be able to identify them and all. But it's a very short video where she just gave some basic information of what the Lord had told her to tell the people. And she shared that. So that's about all I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All of our steps have been ordered. The Most High has a purpose for everybody. And like she said, he'll tell you eventually once it's time to reveal, you had to do this so you knew how to do that. You had to meet this person so that this door would open. And it's just a miracle and a blessing how he's getting his people prepared to get out of here. It's not going to be long. All of you all that are listening under the sound of our voices, it's not going to be long now. It's not. It's not going to be long. You just got to hold on. Almost there. It's a miracle happening right now on the earth. It's not going to be long now. All we have to do is just continue to trust and hold on to y'all. It ain't going to be long. It's not. It's a beautiful thing, you know, to be able to live the life that we're living right now and watch him do it. Because you're right. All of you, he got to take you to the bottom in order for you to be able to make it up. He's got to strip you from everything so that he'll know that you trust him. He got to. The biggest thing is this trust. You got to trust you. I've been through the same thing. I'm going through the same exact thing right now as we speak. Going through the same thing. But I trust him. I trust him. Matter of fact, he's showing me every day. You know, and it's hard. Let me tell you, it's hard, especially when you used to the running stuff and you want to make sure everything is okay. Because some people write their life out. They'll be like, okay, I have a 5-year plan. And then I have a 10-year plan, and then I have a 20-year plan. And they live their lives by those things. But the Most High said, but I got a plan. And my plan may not match up with your plan. You may think there's something going on, but I have already ordered your steps. You got to do what I want you to do. And it's very, very, very difficult because if we as humans, we want to be in control. We want that reassurance that everything is going to be okay. But he told you, he said, if I feed the birds of the air, he said, what more won't I do for you? If I, he said, if they eat every day, you eat every day. And I'm just paraphrasing. I'm going to make sure that all your needs is going to be met. And it's the truth. And you have to learn, he said, take no thought for the morrow, but let the morrow take care of itself. That means one day at a time. I'm learning that. And I'll get to thinking like, oh, my goodness, I got a bill due. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's due in a couple of days. And he said, didn't I tell you not to worry? You got to learn how to trust him. You got to. You got to learn. He ain't gonna let nothing. He got you. Not gonna let nothing happen to you. You know, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do legally, and you gotta trust him. Because one thing people don't fail to realize is he has an appointed time for it all. That's an appointed time, and it's not gonna happen before then. So I understand, Brother Yerushalayim. I understand area code 702. I understand area code 504. Believe me, I understand. Believe me. But some miracles are about to happen. It's going to happen. It's just like the children of Israel when they left Egypt. Everybody had a specific skill set. Everybody knew how to do certain things. And the Most High told Moshe, he said, go get so-and-so because he know how he's a locksmith. Go get so-and-so because he knows how to melt down the gold. Go get the women because they know how to sew and put the curtains together. Go get the stuff. He's preparing us. He's going to know what to do when we get where we're going. We are. It's just a powerful thing. That's all I can say. So anybody else, please feel free to push 1. Anybody, Mike, who's still open, if you have something else you want to say. This is just an open forum today.
Yeah, I do. Just piggybacking off of what you were saying. I know a big thing that I'm getting out of this is, although I was taken out of the church was still in me and still has to be taken out of me. The setbacks and the things that I had was showing me that I was still dependent on this system, still dependent on man. And how he was separating me from that. And it's been painful because in church, you're taught that that's being godly. In church, God loves you by, and I say God because that's what they say in church, God mm-hmm. loves you because of by how much money you make. And, you know what I'm saying? All these things. So when it starts going opposite, at least for me, I just felt like, well, you can't love me doing this when I realized none of that was love.
Mm-mm.
And realizing what true love is and realizing what true trust is. True trust isn't I can trust you because my bank account is full.
That's right.
But that's how the church teaches us. So we got a lot of stuff to get out of our system. Even when we think it's out of our system, there's still some more there. This has been a lifetime and generations of stuff that has been put in us that we got to get out. And when we're all brought together, we're all at different levels. And we mm-hmm. can't judge somebody based on our level. We have to always remember we were at that level. And, you know, and not, oh, well, you have to do this and you got to be this way. And because if they're not ready at that level yet, the Most High has to bring them up to that level.
That's right.
You know, we have to not learn, and that's what he's teaching me. Don't judge others. Don't, no, that's not your job. Your job is this, and that's it. And just learning all of this is like, oh, my God, I was way off. The understanding.
Yeah.
And getting all this out of my system, and, oh, my God, yeah, that just, this is, while we're preparing, it's just amazing when you see what's happening. You go through a period where you just do, he's not showing you the why. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's because he's building up your character to see if you really can hang. I don't know, but at the point that he was doing this, I was so far out of the church, I couldn't go back if I wanted to. I mean, I thought about it. I'm just going to go back to what? So all I could do was keep forging ahead and taking that next step, whatever that step was that he told me to take. I had no other place to go with it. So, it's amazing. It's exciting. And I can only say that today because of, now he showed me what all his past was about. I couldn't say that before because I was like, okay, I'm calling in, I'm listening, I'm not going to talk because, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Those whom he loves, he chastens. Because like he said, he's got to get you prepared. It's a training process. And in order for him to chasten you, he has to strip you. Because we have put our confidence in the things that we have acquired. And like you said, the church made you believe the more stuff you had, the more blessed you was. And the Most High said, I'm going to strip you. I'm going to strip all of it away from you and show you you're still blessed. Because anytime I'm around, you're blessed. You know what I'm saying? And it's like I was like you. It just fell out. Everything fell away from me. Everything. I had three houses. Everything just fell. But I was told. He sent somebody by and told me, you're going to lose it all, but you're going to get it back. Just lose it. Let it go. And I'm like, shine, you trust it heard wrong. All the heck I went through to get all this, I know all this ain't going. And sure enough, it went the way, it went exactly the way they said it was going to happen.
Yep.
You know, so he does. And I was like you. I was in distraught. Like, do you see all of this? Are you allowing all this to happen? I'm about to be homeless. Do you realize I'm about to be homeless? and you know what? And he did, and I was. And I really was. I was just telling my daughter that the other day. I said, do you remember when we was living in the hotel? My daughter was like, yeah, I remember, because y'all took my $5,000. She said it cost $5,000 for us to stay up in that hotel. Of course I remember. We literally were homeless. We did, and then the Most High just started working it out, and then she got, because she was living with me, my daughter and her daughter, my son was there with me, and we literally were homeless, and I'm looking up to, and everybody was looking at me like, you went, the reason why you're going through this is because you left the church, and you and that Hebrew Israelite, and that's why you lost it. Mm-hmm. I went through it. But the Bible said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Oh, I heard it. I know where you went. I know where you at, sis. I know. Literally. I know. But you got to trust. Because guess what? If you read the stories of the patriarchs, everybody that he used for a greater purpose went through hell and back. They went through hell and back. I mean, look at Moshe. Moshe used to be in the palace. He was in the palace with the pharaohs, living an elite life. He didn't know nothing about no sweating brows and making brick with straw. He lived in the palace. He was given orders. He had maids and servants until he found out he was a Hebrew. And then when he found out he was a Hebrew, he was with the Hebrews. All that was stripped. Look at Joseph. Jacob was rich. Jacob wasn't just an average man. Jacob was rich. And Joseph was one of his favorites. And they ended up putting him in the pit. They threw him down in the hole and pulled him up and sold him to the Egyptians. And he went through hell and back. But the rewards that they got was great. That's why you got to go through it. No matter what nobody say, no matter what other people see, because they're looking at it from the outside looking in, the Most High said, I told you to trust me. Just trust me. And some of y'all on this line today is having it hard. Y'all going through. You done lost jobs. Some of y'all on here, when I first met y'all, y'all was making six figures. And you done went. And just over a course of things, your jobs done went. You done transferred to different cities and different stuff to start. Trust y'all. Because I promise you it's going to work itself out. I promise you. You got to know that those whom he loves, he chastens. Y'all done lost husbands. You done been through a whole lot of stuff in a short period of time. Some people's health is going on, is acting haywire, and you're like, well, what is going on? The Most High has to get your attention so that you can trust him. Because if you trust in yourself, then you're not going to know him when he comes. But if you continue to trust him and just and block out what everybody else say, and just tell the Most High, I love you and I trust you because I know you're not going to let nothing happen to me. You watch and see what he do. Watch and see. And then people are going to be standing around looking like, well, what happened? How did you, well, where did you get on? What, how did you get over there? Because, oh, it was the Hebrew Israelite stuff. Yes, because you quit tithing. When you stopped paying your tithes, all hell broke loose and you just lost everything you have. And I was freer than I could have ever been in my whole life.
Come on.
I was freer than I could have ever been in my whole life. But for them, it looked like it was one way. But for me, I knew what he was doing. I didn't like it, and it didn't feel good. And I didn't expect it to be so long. I didn't expect it to be so long. I didn't. But over that time, you know what he did? He taught me how to trust him. Every step I took, he said, trust me. Every job I had, he said, trust me. It's just like a little kid with a daddy. The daddy said, come on now, I got you. You know I love you. Just trust me. And that's all you. That's all he wants us to do. And everybody can't do this. Everybody can't. People talk a good game, but everybody can't do this. Because some people are still believing that they can trust in themselves. And it's like, no, you can't trust. You got to trust him. Because he will strip you from everything that's comfortable for you. Cars was repossessed. Houses was gone. I mean, as soon as I put together the nation of Yehuda, all hell broke loose. So I understand. You just got to hold on. He got something for you to do. He's grooming you for something great. That's all I can tell you. He's grooming you for something great. But you got to be able to, you got to lose in order to gain. Everybody else did. You know, everybody else did. You know, they had Daniel, the same way with Daniel and them. They was taken to Babylon. You know, they expected to eat all kind of stuff. He said, if you just let us eat the fruits and the water and the vegetables, I promise you we'll be all right. He was. It was a serious situation. They had never been. They were royalty. They have never been in a situation like that. That's why this is so important in America, because when those 20 souls stepped on that ground, that was royalty that stepped on the ground. When they stepped at Port Comfort, Virginia, those 20 people, them 20 Negroes, that was royalty. And that started the clock. And now it's over. Time to go. That's why when we leave in like royalty. We got to go back. It's just, this is powerful, y'all. I'm telling you. And when you look at people, and you know what you're going through it for somebody else, because you're going to have to tell somebody else. You're going to have to say this, and, bro, you're going to have to say, it's going to be all right. He got you. And they're going to look at you with this real serious, distraught look in their face, and you're just going to smile at them and say, it's going to be all right. He got you. I promise you. Just trust him. And they're going to look at you concerned, like, how can you just say something like that? Because I know for myself, I'm telling you from experience, just trust him. He'll show you. If you can trust him, he'll show you. But you got to trust him. I trust him. And if you can do it yourself, he ain't going to do it. If you're going to put your hand in it, he's not going to touch it. You got to take your hand off of it, and you got to trust him. That's the only way you're going to get it. The only way you're going to get it. And he'll drop in your mind what to do. He will. A thought will come to your mind, and you'll be like, something told me to do that. Somebody call and say, you know, there's a lady that's got a house and she got a room. Would you be interested? And that's how it works. How it work. How you do it? Got trust him. And it's so much fun when you learn how to let it go. You be like, okay, I'm done. I cry, uncle. I'm done. My hands is off of it. He said, didn't I tell you not to worry? Stop worrying. And they be coming at you, all right, this is your final notice. This is it. No matter what happened, this is it. And the Most High said, don't look at the circumstances. Just do what I tell you to do and trust me. I got you. And that's the Father that we have. That's what we have. That's who loves us. It's going to be okay. Israel, it's going to be all right. You know? Because when you do give it to you, you're going to know how to deal with it. But see, I had it before, and I got excited over it. And now I know. I know better now. It's like, no. All things, it's all good, but it's got to come from Yah. No, I ain't getting ready to do it that way. I don't want it that way. It's got to come from the Most High. No. So trust him. Because it's good. It's good. It's good. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. No matter what it is. Health, wealth, happiness. Only what you do for Yah is going to last. That's the only way it has purpose. Because there's some rich folks out there, but they miserable. Because their thoughts is wicked. And they've done all the wicked stuff that they thought they wanted to do, and now they ain't got nothing else to do. They don't have no friends. They don't have no life. They don't have no real family. They just got money, and money brings the wrong kind of people, and they're miserable. Only what you do for Yah is going to last. That's the only way there's happiness in it. It is. That's the only way. And what we've learned is that he told us, if you keep his laws, his statutes, and his commandments, he said, if you do this, you shall live in this. If you do them, this is where your peace is going to come from. So we've learned. That's what we learned. You know. And now we look at church and we just be like, Lord, have mercy. Look at that. You know, but that's where they are. That's where the mental state of them are. Well, that's where they are mentally. There's nothing you can do. You gotta trust. You gotta pray and trust him. And he'll be like, hey, I got you. Just do what I tell you to do. I got them too. Just like I had you, I got them. You do what I tell you to do, and I got them. Yeah, they're like, well, yeah, that's true. Just trust him. You know, and it's hard, but you're going to have to learn. Moshe had to trust him. When he told Moshe to go see Pharaoh, he said, go see Pharaoh? What? He said, go tell him what I told you. Can you imagine walking back into the same palace that you used to live in with a different identity and a whole different look? Can you imagine what that had to be like? Everybody had to be whispering like, that's Moses. Didn't that used to be Moses? Oh, my God, look at how he looks. What's wrong with him? Yeah. He came in with the Most High on his side. You know, they was just shocked. Yes. Just a powerful thing. Look at Esther. Gave the girl a kingdom. But before she got it, guess what she had to do? She had to do some death-defying stuff. Gave her a whole kingdom. You got to trust him. Powerful stuff. Just powerful. Just powerful. You know, this is who we know. This is the Elohim that we met. And you watch what he do for you. Yeah, I'm talking to everybody on this line. You watch. You're going through. I know you're going through. You may not say nothing, but I know you're going through. Because over here, when you come over here, oh, boy. When you come over here, No, you got to go through that. You got to go through that purging period. That's that purging 101. You got to go through it. It's painful. You'd be like, ugh. I ride past my houses sometimes, and I just look like, man, that was my first house. And I went past the other one like, man, somebody is living. Now, let me tell you about this house. When I bought this house, it was sitting empty. Nobody wanted it. It was a beautiful home, but it was a distressed property. And when I tell you I sank thousands of dollars in this house, I mean from the walls to the flooring to the lights outside to the beautiful door that when you hit the light, when you turn the light on in the hallway, the whole glass of the door just glitters. I mean, it was beautiful. Outside lights, beautiful. Inside fixture, light fixture, changed up everything. Brand new cabinets in the kitchen, was getting ready to put granite countertops in there, and they took it. And I just looked at it like, oh, my gosh. All my money is just gone. I couldn't believe it, but you know what now? I thank the Most High. I do. Homeless after that. Homeless. Homeless. But I thank him today. Didn't understand it before. I've been on this radio show in the early onset crying about it. They took my stuff. And now today I can say, yeah, I thank you. I thank you and I praise you. Because I have grew up, y'all. I'm telling you, like, wow. Paul said, I've been abased and I've been abound. I've been rich and I've been poor. But I've learned where to be content in whatever state I'm in. I know how you feel, sis. I know how you feel. But we made it, and we're going to continue to keep making it. And guess what he's going to watch what he give you next. You're going to be like, wow. Watch what happens. Brother Urashlan, watch what happens. Eric Code 504, mm-hmm. Watch what he do. Watch. You're going to be like, wow. Watch what he do. You know, watch what he do and see how he bless you. See. This is happy today. I can't be more happier. I'm just as happy today. I can be honest with you. I'm happy. I'm happy, y'all. I don't have no suicide thoughts. I don't have no, oh, poor, pitiful me thoughts. I don't feel like I'm a failure. I don't feel like, I just want to say thank you. I have peace of mind. I sleep well at night. I just don't have any issues.
That's because he brought you out of those churches.
Ooh, thank you.
He woke us up, you know. Because if we had still probably been in the church, you wouldn't have been, you know, happy.
Oh. They would have swore up and down since it was something I was doing wrong. It's something you must not know. You paying your tithe? Right, please. Woo, thank you.
He really had a struggle pulling me out of the church years ago, you know. He'd been told me to kind of come out, but I didn't understand everybody was in. This was before we knew anything about Hebrew Israelites. And he was trying to pull me out, but I didn't know he was trying to pull me out at the time. But I knew, you know, I believed in him, and I wanted to give my life to him. And they said, well, you got to be baptized. You know, I was baptized as a child in the Catholic Church where they just sprinkled the water on the forehead. I had never been submerged. So when I got grown, you know, they said, oh, no, you got to go down in the water to be baptized. So I took the little class. I got baptized. And I felt good and everything. Now, I used to love to party. I loved to go out and get to the clubs or wherever, and the happy hours or whatever they had. I just loved to go out there and party and have my little drink. And that was it. And so I didn't go for a while after I got baptized. I said, okay, I'm not going for a while. But Satan sent a girlfriend of mine. Hadn't been in years. And she enticed me. Come on, you need to get out. You haven't been, you know, out in a while and da-da-da. And I said, okay, I'm going to come. But look what happened to me. She drove, got to the club. Soon as they opened the doors and I went in, the smoke burned my eyes and I went blind. I couldn't see. And I said, now I come in here every weekend and this smoke ain't gonna burn my eyes like this. I was holding onto the wall to feel my way. I couldn't see where I was going. Okay, so that was my clue to turn around and go back out. But no, I'm gonna sit down at the table. And I said, well, you know, it's been a good little while. I haven't been out. Let me order my favorite drink. I always drink. I said, I always order this one drink. I ordered that one drink, and it tore my throat, filled my way on the wall to the bathroom, and it was coming up both ways. I was sick. I felt my way back out. My girlfriend looking at me, what's wrong with you? I said, look, I got to go home. She said, we just got here. I said, I can't. And then he let me look around the whole club, and I was shocked. I didn't see the people. I saw demons. They were sitting at the bar. They were demonic looking.
I bet they were.
They were demonic. And so I said,
well, what we know now, I bet they were.
Right. And so she had to bring me back home. I said, tell the man at the door to stamp your hand or something. You could come back, but take me home. She had to take me home. When I got home, I smelled my clothes. They stunk. My hair didn't smell good. I had to jump in the shower and just scrub myself. I felt filthy. And I said, I don't understand. I used to go in there every weekend, and never felt like this. Told one of the deaconess or whatever the next week, and she told me, honey, she said, once you give yourself to the Most High, you can't go back in that life.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you cannot go back and do what you was doing, and you gave your life to the Most High. And from that day on, I had never set another foot in anything, party, club, nothing. And so, you know, I said, oh, and I told her about my experience with my eyes burning and the drink. It just took a couple of sips and was sick, and how my whole body, I just felt filthy. My clothes, I had to throw them in the washing machine, wash my hair. And I said, I never had to do this in the past. I go out and party, come home, take a shower, whatever, wash up, go to bed. You know, I felt fine. My eyes never burned. I wasn't a smoker, but the smoke never bothered me. I didn't know it was that much smoke in there until that night. And all them people looked demonic. They did not look human.
I bet they did. Your eyes is open. You know, people don't realize that.
Right.
They look like us, and some of them, you know, they really do look like us. But when he show you what he show, you get to see it for real, what you really in there partying with and who you in there partying with. It's like,
I said, all this time I was partying. I was in Satan's playground. That's where I was. I didn't know it.
I bet they were. There's some strange stuff going on, you know. And then I used to fight with the Israelites when I first came on the scene, and I'm like, how can you go to a club and still profess your? How do you go and listen to the music that they listen to, and still profess your and live and try to live clean? How do you do that? And they was like, there ain't nothing wrong with that guy, ain't I? I said, oh, okay. Okay. You know, because the music I'm talking about today is ratchet. You know, licking, sucking, I'm going to do the ba-da-da-da-da to the ba-da-da-da-da. And it's like, how is that okay? The Bible said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. How do you separate that? Now, we young. What else are we supposed to? I said, oh, okay. But he got a way, sis. He got a way to show you one way or the other. You have to separate yourself. There has to be a difference between clean and unclean. It do. It's got to be a difference.
You got to clean.
No,
if you work.
Now, if it's jazz or you're going to a jazz club and You know, everybody, that's a little bit different, you know, but like now they don't allow you to smoke in there no more. But you got to be careful where you take yourself. And he just fixed it where you wasn't able to go in there no more.
Never set foot again. And my girlfriends, nobody, why you don't party no more? How come? I don't do that anymore. I even had to clean up my house with music because I had, like, Richard Pryor. I had to throw all that stuff out. I went through CDs or whatever I had back then. I had to throw all that out. I didn't even want to sell it or donate it because I said I don't want to be responsible for somebody else buying it, you know, at the flea market or something. And then, you know, I took the filth out of my house, but then I'm going to donate it for to go into somebody else's. I just threw it in the trash can.
Right, right. Guard your heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. You got to guard your heart. You do. You got to guard your heart. That means your eyes and your ears. You got to guard your heart. You really do. You really, really do. Because you have to guard your heart. You know, because people good for throwing it back up at you. My daughter-in-law, when she called me one day, she said, Mama, what you doing? I said, oh, I'm fixing breakfast. She said, oh, what you fixing? I said, some bacon and some eggs and some biscuits. She said, I thought you didn't eat pork. Just that quick. I said, well, they do have something called turkey bacon, and they have beef bacon. I said, there's many different bacons to cook. And she goes, people watching. They watching.
Right.
And they listen, and they wait, and they watching. They may not say nothing, but they was. She said, first thing came out of her mouth, I thought you didn't eat pork. I said, I don't. I said, but I know. I said, I didn't say I don't. I said, well, there is something called turkey bacon, and you got beef bacon, and there's all kind of bacons and stuff out there. She didn't say nothing. We live this thing we talk about. Just for you all that are listening outside of this radio show, we actually live this thing. You know, we don't walk around in costumes. We don't walk around talking down to people and making people feel bad. We don't do what everybody else does or don't do. This is a lifestyle that we live every day. It's a lifestyle. We live this. And we can tell you from experience that if you can trust him, this will be the best move that you've ever made in your whole life. We ain't walk around depressed and sad. No. Or suicidal, because we know what it takes to live this thing, and it's a beautiful life when you live it. It's a beautiful life when you live it. Hold on a minute. I got to put Brother Uriah. Brother Uriah, do you want to make the announcement about the new moon ceremony?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we have a new moon celebration tomorrow evening. And we plan on meeting on the Saturday line, the Bible study line, at 8:35 p.m. Remember, there's no buying or no selling during this time, so try to get everything you want tomorrow during the daytime. And that's the announcement.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, listen, you guys. Now, we know that the 4th of July is coming up, which I don't celebrate. I don't celebrate it because we were slaves during the 4th of July when they did their emancipation, whatever it was they did. Whatever the holiday, when they broke away from England and had their own independence, I don't celebrate that. But if some of you all do, and then you still cooking and whatever you're doing, you know, you can still cook. But whatever you're going to buy, you need to buy it at the grocery store tonight or tomorrow before 8 o'clock. If you're going to barbecue something tomorrow or Tuesday, because it's not over until Tuesday at sundown, buy your stuff in advance before Monday night. You know, because some people just barbecue just because. They ain't celebrating it. They might put some stuff on the grill, which you can cook, but you can't buy. I don't celebrate it. I try to break away from all of this. I don't celebrate nothing, you know, none of it. I don't. I keep the high holy day. So let's remember that. Let's keep that in our hearts and in our minds. And, you know, we want to be able to be faithful to the Most High in all things. Trust in him with all our might. The Bible said, trust in the Most High with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct thy path. That's that scripture. So all you got to do is just trust him and acknowledge him in everything, and he'll direct, everything. He'll direct your path. And on that note, we're going to end the call. I have enjoyed it as usual. Thank you so much for being continued participants and listeners and being faithful all these years. May the Most High add a blessing and everything to your life, and you guys have a great rest of your evening. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Good night.
Shalom. Shalom.